It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Then it'd be Max. Then you'd probably go over to the AFC and go for, I'm always going to forget his name, the edge rusher from Baltimore. Udunwaze.
Odafe Owe.
Yeah, there we go.
Sure. Really?
That's
that's interesting. Yeah. Because he doesn't get talked about that much.
Yeah, I love Aiden Hutchinson's game.
Aiden Hutchinson.
What's trending in social media? That's Cam Jordan of the New Orleans Saints talking about the Ravens pass rusher. Who's the host? Who was hosting that?
Who was?
Mina Kimes.
Mina Kimes says that's interesting. He doesn't get talked about that much. Jeremy, I still doubt whether he's talking about Owe.
Yeah, as soon as, like, when you...
I doubt it.
So I read the headline, listened to it, and then I'm just assuming it is Owe because the headline said it, and then he says yes. I never even thought about what you said.
I think he's talking about Justin Madubuike, the man who had 13 sacks last year. I don't think he's talking about Odafe Owe. I don't think he... I always forget his name.
Oh, but it
you
came
don't forget
in
his name? Because yeah. Nobody says the Odafe Owe's name, and that's why Mina Kimes says, that's interesting, no one talks about him. No, they don't. No one talks about, I don't think he's talking about it. I think he's talking about the man who had 13 sacks last year for the Baltimore Ravens.
He's bringing up these 13 sacks. Owe had about 28 hurries. I think Owe's going to be good.
I think he's going to be good too. But I think we have I think it's just lost in translation.
I never even thought that he could be talking about Madubuike, and now I 100% think that's what he's talking about.
I'm the same way. I was like, no, and then you said that, I'm like, oh my God, you're right.
Well, when Rob said it to me this morning, he goes, I think, and I'm going, really? And you started playing it again, and I went, oh, I did the Alonzo Mourning. Yeah. I was like, I don't think that, oh, okay, that's what he's talking about.
And think about it, Jeremy, how many times have I don't know a name, and someone says a name, I'm like, yeah, that could be it. Well, he's like, this is live. This is going on. He's not going to sit there and spend that much time. No, maybe not him. So she threw out a name. Oh, yeah, that's him. And then he went on to Hutchinson. He just moved on, which now makes me really think, dude, you don't know who you're talking about. Just play it again. Play it again, Ben. He doesn't know who he's talking about.
Then it'd be Max. Then you'd probably go over to the AFC and go for, I'm always going to forget his name, the edge rusher from Baltimore. Udunwaze.
Odafe Owe.
Yeah, there we go.
Sure. Really?
That's
that's interesting. Yeah. Because he doesn't get talked about that much.
Yeah, I love Aiden Hutchinson's game.
Aiden Hutchinson.
Dude, that's interesting. He doesn't get talked about, including right now.
Maybe he combined them.
But Madubuike's not an edge rusher.
But I get that. He's not an edge rusher, but he's still a pass rusher.
Oh, yeah, he is, but he said edge rusher. I don't.
I don't think he's thought about Odafe Owe. I just personally, I don't. I think he's talking about Justin Madubuike. This is a situation where, because and he moved, he moved right on. You know why? Because Mina Kimes said that's interesting. No one talks about him.
Aiden Hutchinson, former top pick. Well,
now let me give you someone who's in heavy rotation. Let me give you Aiden Hutchinson.
But see, the Odafe Owe stuff's interesting because the guys that watch way more film than even I do,
they love him.
They talk about, they see him excelling and getting better. But the one thing that you have to see is that it has to come in results at some point, right? Because that's what you're going to pay these guys on. I don't think he's going to get paid on all the hurries unless it's not going to cost you a ton at that point in time.
Right.
But if Odafe Owe turns into, let's say that is who he's talking about, turns into what everybody thinks he can be, you have a problem on your hands of trying to pay him and trying to keep him. And you got to go through the lean years where it wasn't necessarily working out, but they have some sort of confidence because they didn't even try to replace Jadeveon Clowney.
I listened to the entire part of the pass rushers, Jeremy, Ben, and there was no point. There was no point in the guy that he mentioned the guy who was quote unquote up and coming. These were established pass rushers.
Yeah.
So it, to me, it's almost like if, let's say he's talking about Adafi Owe, which people thought he was talking about, it would have been the test question. Which one doesn't belong? And I'm not saying Adafi Owe is not going to be that guy. That's not what I'm saying. Adafi Owe could go out and get 18 sacks this year. I don't know. He could. And then be a part of that conversation. But just in the conversation they were having, Matabike, who is, could be a name. If you're not from around here, Justin Matabike. If you're not from around here, you don't remember that name. You just don't. Because last year on a great defense, he wasn't the most talked about guy on that defense. He wasn't. Think about it. Even us, when you talk about the Ravens defense of 2023, give me a name, Jeremy. First name come to mind.
Of 2023?
Yeah.
I mean, the first names that come to mind would have been Matabike.
No. Talk about the conversations that we have on the show. It would be Roquan Smith. It would be
Kyle Hamilton.
Matabike may be third or fourth guy.
Well, I'm just bringing up all the names. No, I didn't know you wanted him in order.
About the pecking orders.
Okay. Oh, no. So, ooh.
Exactly.
I think you have it right now, but I wouldn't be shocked if it changes in Kyle Hamilton.
But I'm saying of 2023, let's put us back in the season of 2023, in the ebbs and flows of 2023. Where would Justin Matabike's name fall in the pecking order?
It's in the top three, but it's probably three.
It's three. So now let's go national. You don't get to number three when you're talking about a national broadcast. You don't get to the number three guy. You only get the number three guy when you're local. All right? So my point is, it's easy to forget his name when his name's not mentioned enough unless you're actually playing a Ravens game nationally.
I also think, I know some Division I players. There's a lot of football players who don't watch football as much as you think they would.
I know.
So if you look at him, he's on Twitter. You see Hutchinson. You see stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like,
is it what?
You're talking about Shannon Sharp? Football players that don't watch football? Guy changes his opinion every damn week. Lamar stinks. Oh, no, he's a pretty good ball player. What are you watching, man?
So I guess my point is, Jeremy, I hope he's talking about Adafi Owe. Because if a guy like Cam Jordan recognized Adafi Owe, who had 5 sacks last year, that means it's something on the horizon. I just don't think he is. I think he's talking about Justin Matabike.
Well, somebody ask him. Where's Ed at? Ed, ask your fanboy over there. I mean, Ed's in love with that guy.
He is. It's kind of uncomfortable.
I sent the text with this audio, with this video, and just said, I can't wait to talk about Cam Jordan's comments tomorrow. Too bad Ed's not around, just to kind of kick him in the pills before he has a surgery.
And as soon as I saw that, I took something out of the rundown and put it in. Just to be a little petty. So I hope you listen to that. 410-583-1057 is the number. We're giving out shovels at 7:30, but on the other side, NBA released its schedule. Jeremy and I have a couple of series that we're looking forward to. We didn't rehearse this, so we don't know whether we have some of the same season series. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:15, now 7:16 in the AM, Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Gond, Ed Norris is out on medical. And Jeremy, I think because of the way the NBA season ended last year and the way the Olympics went, I was really excited when I saw the NBA schedule released, and I actually went to go check it out.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some series that I'm really looking forward to seeing this year.
Well, for me too, you're going to get every matchup you want. I think some of it's on certain dates. The first thing I do when the NBA schedule comes out is I look for Christmas Day.
Right.
I hate the NFL for taking away.
I was about to ask you about that.
For me, I don't expect people to understand this. My first love has always been basketball. Playing it, watching it. And so Christmas Day has always been, hey, open the gifts. okay, family, I love you. I'm putting the NBA on. You know, I'll clean this mess up, but I'm going to watch a couple games. And then even when we travel around, like we go see my in-laws and my wife's family, mm-hmm. I asked them, can I put the NBA on? I know it's not something they watch, you know, but like that's what I like to do that day. So I'm always looking for that. I'm always hopeful my Mavs will be on. And they're going to be on Christmas Day. By the way, let me just run through Christmas Day if people haven't seen it. Starts off with Spurs and Knicks. I'm just telling you guys, if you haven't watched the Spurs yet, go watch Wembanyama to see how ridiculously he... It's like Gumby on stilts out there, and he can do everything. So that starts the day off, and the Knicks are going to be fun this year as well. Timberwolves, Mavs at 2:30. Sixers, Celtics, fun rivalry. At 5 o'clock, Lakers, Warriors. It's so funny because that's the one I don't even care about. All the rest of the games are, yeah, because like it's the nostalgia of Steph Curry and LeBron James, but neither one of these teams are doing anything this year. Hey, congratulations, you got the 10th seed. Oh, well, you just lost, you're out.
So you think that they're going to be that bad? Warriors going to be that bad?
I'm not saying they're going to be that bad. I'm saying that out west, it's loaded. Like, okay. Hey, guess who's back? Ja Morant's back. And people can say what they want. Have you been watching him with Zach Edey? And I'm not telling you Zach Edey's special, but he's going to make him look a hell of a lot better. At some point, the Spurs are coming. It's not this year, yeah. I don't think, but they're coming. But Denver got better. You know, you look at it. The Mavericks went to the championship last year. Everybody's talking about the Thunder and the Timberwolves and what they did. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you start listing all the teams. The Phoenix Suns, are they going to be back? You start listing all these teams, and you're going, where do they fit in? And then, oh, by the way, these teams are young and talented. Not old and somewhat talented. And I don't mean that to knock the Lakers or anything, but let's facts are facts. LeBron James has played a long time. The past couple of years, he's had more nagging injuries. He has Mr. Injury on his team in Anthony Davis. So
I'm surprised that guy got through so much Olympics and all those things without any injuries. I mean, he had no injuries.
Russell Westbrook's on the Nuggets now. Do you know that?
Yes, I did know.
Everybody
that.
Follow. Like, I think that's. That's a fun aspect. And, you know, even talking about these teams, when you don't want to look new look stuff, like the 76ers now have Paul George.
Yep.
What's that going to look like? You know, the same thing with the Suns. Can they put it together and stay healthy?
So do you have three series that you're looking forward to? Because I definitely have three.
Go ahead. Throw me your three.
All right, my three, OKC versus Minnesota. They don't play for the first time until December the 31st, New Year's Eve. Celtics versus the 76ers. They play for the first time on Christmas Day. The third one, I'm cheating. All right, I get one cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Victor Wembanyama.
Any game?
Versus anybody.
guys, I like.
Wemby versus anybody. No, that's my, and it's on my sheet right here, is versus anybody. I don't care if he's on TV, I'm watching the guy. I think he's a freak.
You know how.
He shouldn't be that big doing those things,
you,
man.
You know how people say, yeah, I watch football and all this, and I don't want my kid playing tackle football. Like, I'm short and white. Had I had my kids nowadays, they would not be playing basketball right now after watching Wemby and the rest. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, you have 7-foot guys doing things that 6-foot guys do. Like, it's just, and I'm not even just talking about shooting from deep because that's something that goes on. The Euro steps, the ability to handle the basketball at that height.
And for you traditionalists, 7-footers should play back to the basket. Look, why do I don't want to just be one-dimensional, one-trick pony. I want to play basketball.
So,
I want to be able to dribble and pull up and take the jumper as well as take you to the post. I'm more centers now because this guy couldn't handle Shaq. Well, Shaq can't defend that guy. So there would be a problem both ways. Yeah, you're right. You're right. Shaq would get him in the post and take him to school just like he did the dudes back then, though. So yeah. You're not saying anything. The difference is now these guys will take Shaq out on the island. Can Shaq play all the minutes now? Could he defend on the island? I don't know if he could.
He could not defend.
He couldn't defend.
Yeah.
So you're always pointing out how the players from yesteryear would destroy players from today. But what you don't point out is who from that era would defend Kevin Durant?
Yeah. I'll give you an example here, too. Like, Rudy Gobert won the Defensive Player of the Year award. Who did everyone attack in the playoffs on switches?
Rudy Gobert. Yeah.
You can't do that to Wemby because Wemby had a 3-on-1 where he's the one. They missed. These guys passed the ball around until they missed the effing shot.
They didn't want to come in.
Because he's just, it's that ridiculous to watch this guy play. So it's not a cop-out. I agree with you. Like, all those Wemby games.
Rudy Gobert was a defense player of the year and got benched multiple times in the playoffs.
It's just, it's ridiculous. Wemby should have won that award.
He's a traditional post player.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
He cannot defend I'm sorry, man. The way the game is played now, these guys are allowed to be athletes. That's what I love about the game now. They're allowed to do multiple things. I don't want a guy to just I agree with Kobe. Why am I just feeding you? All you're doing is going to one spot. Come on, play, man. Play defense. Help me out over here. You want the ball? Help me out.
So as far as series go in the league, and looking, let me just throw a couple. I want to see.
And by the way, I hope London Harvey isn't listening to that. See, I want your 6'3 ass on the block.
Yeah. Okay. For me, I want to see Pacers Knicks, especially with all the injuries and what we had. Pacers are a fun team to watch, and I want to see a healthy Haliburton because he was. Any basketball fan watching them play in the first half of the season last year, you'd have been like, what the hell? They were scoring like their totals in games were 250, 255, 260. And it's not that they're playing bad defense. It's just fast paced, good passing. I don't care who scores those types of games. So I really enjoy watching it. I'm a Mavericks fan, and I think Oklahoma City is going to be the best team out west this year. I think they're going to be a problem. I think they're going to become what the Warriors were. Mm-hmm. You know, like, okay, guys, a lot of talent here. And, oh, by the way, they still got a bunch of Paul George first-round picks coming up.
I need Minnesota to make some moves, man.
Yeah.
Because I want to see my man Anthony Edwards.
I think the move they need to make is to move Rudy Gobert's big ass out of the way, but they can't now. They traded for him. Because, like, the Cat Gobert thing, I wasn't sure it was going to work in the postseason. They made it work, but Cat kept fouling out of games. He kept sitting on the bench, and Anthony Edwards was taking over. As I said, like being a Mavs fan, I obviously want to see them and what they look like, but that's me being biased. I want to see the 76ers play the Nuggets, and I want to see Joel Embiid play in that game. That's what I want to see. I want to see the two best centers go at it and see what happens for once. I still think Jokic eats his lunch. I think Embiid's phenomenal, but Jokic is off the charts ridiculous, man. And then on top of it, the Celtics are going to be loaded again with all the stuff that went on at the Olympics, with all the stuff that went on with Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Jaylen Brown not making the team, Jason Tatum not playing, and Drew Holiday and Derek White getting way more minutes than any of those. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I think it's an interesting thing that can happen coming into this year because they should be really, really good again.
Yeah.
But now everybody knows how good they are. But I think you've got some inspired players that it's going to be tough for you. I was watching Jaylen Brown work out in the water. He has no left hand. He's been working on it and doing these drills in the water to try to get his left hand.
Clyde Drexler didn't have any in the left hand.
Yeah, well, it's different in today's game, though. Like I mean, look, Jaylen Brown can still exceed. But if he wants to be that guy in that next tier down, okay, cool. You can be that. But if you want to be a superstar, you have to develop that other hand, man.
410-583-1057. It's the number, by the way, I brought up London Harvey this year. Jeremy, if you come out, it's going to be a problem. She developed a mid-range game.
I'm coming out. I got to get the whose jersey am I getting?
She developed a mid-range game, man.
Mm.
It's a problem.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to think who was the girl that I immediately talked to you about?
Kiki.
Yeah, that's special.
Yeah, she's got a lot of D1 dog on her. Ah. She's a junior.
That's sick, man. It's so weird, like just having an appreciation for basketball and my love. You know, maybe I should be a little bit remiss with how I felt about women's basketball going back to it. It just wasn't as much fun to watch. Now you're seeing the athleticism kind of get added into the talent that these girls have.
Oh, we run.
Yeah. Well, I know. You run the score up with your opponent. That's what you run. Jerk. But it's easy to bet on Rob's games. Just take the favorite.
Take the
over. I'm going to parlay the favorite with the over.
Take the over.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Don't believe him. Don't listen to him. Our barbershop topic of the day, 7:45.
Let me text Rob, how much they're going to win by tonight. Ooh, they're going to win by 30. They're favored by 22.
But on the other side, we got shovels. Who gets a shovel today, Jeremy Gunn?
Yeah, I mean, look, there's a lot of things that we can throw shovels at. I want to go back to an Olympian that keeps saying a bunch of crazy-ass stuff. I wanted to tip my cap to him early on, and then after you see some stuff that happened, I don't like this guy, so I'm going to give him a shovel.
Wow. If you have a shovel, give us a call. Give us a text. I don't like this guy. 410-583-1057. Hit us up on Twitter at BBMS1057. The fan shovels next.
Jess,
why are you leaving, Jess?
Yeah, what happened?
Come on, what happened?
You would think. What had happened? Well, your mic's on.
Why do you guys always?
Oh, can you turn?
What, me on this
she's on four, Ben.
What were you saying?
I just feel like every time I come in here, y'all try to play me.
play you. Don't do that.
You guys always try to get me to tell my most embarrassing stories here.
I tell my most embarrassing stories on the air. What's the difference?
We saw his most embarrassing story when he ran with underwear up his ass in the snow.
I don't want no one trying to scare me. I don't want to see any clowns. Nothing. I don't want...
So you would be upset if I had a clown come to work?
I don't want to see them.
Why?
I'm not into scary stuff.
You got to think a clown is scary?
Not like happy ones, but creepy ones.
You can't see Ronald McDonald?
You guys, honestly, why does any adult want to paint like full face and like wear this like crazy looking thing? Like obviously in here. It's kind of scary inside the brain if you want
to
be doing
that. What about people
that
go to clown school that enjoy making kids smile?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. It's just a little weird to me.
Hey, all I want to say is we all float down here.
No.
We all float down here.
None of that. No.
And Jess, let's have lunch up on the roof.
No.
Heights?
No, I can't do like super, super high up in the air.
I'm afraid of whips.
Oh, Jess, look at the lights flickering. What's going on?
Because it's haunted in here.
Look at the lights flicker.
It is.
Jess, I hope you have a wonderful day.
I'm leaving.
You'll get your McDonald's land cookies.
Yeah, that was something funny. I was joking with her. I found out a few things she was scared of, and I brought it up to her and said, is that real? And then she just went off.
No. She said,
Who told you this?
Who told you this?
But to be fair, I would not tell her who told me that. I ain't no snitch.
No, I'll tell it I was told. I just won't tell you who told me. Who can this shit shovel today?
Noah Lyles, sorry ass. So a couple different things. I'm so sick of this cat running his mouth about, first off, there's a couple different things you can go to. Him winning the bronze, and I thought it was so cool when they were like, oh, he won the bronze, he has COVID. And then that's what he wanted to rely on, saying, oh, yeah, I had COVID, but guess who went out partying that night and was having a good old time out in France doing whatever the hell he wanted? COVID didn't matter. COVID, it didn't look like he had COVID when he was out hanging out, having a good time with everybody. So I don't think his COVID caused him to get a bronze.
I thought at the time he milked it. He milked it, man.
I think he is. But so the latest thing that happened, and I don't know if you heard this, he was offended when Adidas invited him to Anthony Edwards' event last year. You want to do what? You want to invite me to an event for a man who's not even been to an NBA finals in a sport that you don't even care about, and you're giving him a shoe? I got news for you. They don't care about track and field the way you think. Like, we get to see you guys every 2 to 4 years, depending on when you're doing it. And I'm not trying to dismiss track and field. It's great that you're fast. You know, you can run. Can you do anything else but that? I mean, he's now trying to challenge NFL players to races, saying he'd race Tyreek Hill. I wouldn't mind seeing these things. I think this is something cool. But this cat, man, I'm just so sick of his ego and who he thinks he is.
I thought he milked that whole COVID thing.
This is just bothering me to no end, because he was the same guy talking about NBA. Who wants to see these champions? What are they champion of? They never beat anybody in the world.
Yeah, that world champs, yeah.
What are we talking about here, man? You run fast. That's awesome. That's all you do. Run fast. Dunk a ball. Run fast. Catch. Like, if you're trying to appeal to the masses and saying nobody knows you, how is somebody going to know you when you only appear every 2 to 4 years? And there are, like, I know there's some track people or sprinters are going to totally dismiss what I'm saying. Other people were like, well, they were talking about, well, he doesn't have a league that he plays in. And it's some sprinters, well, you must not know about this league. And he was like, yeah, I don't. Nobody talks about it. Nobody knows that you have a league that you play or that you run in. I just think this guy's such a jackass on like another level. He gets my shovel.
There you go. My shovel goes to the NCAA.
Again?
Every time I can give a shovel to you clowns, no offense, Jess, I'm going to give a shovel to you clowns. They suspended Kirk Ferentz, the longest tenured coach in the NCAA football, Division I FBS football. He's been there since 1999. Remember that time Kirk Ferentz was the subject of some problems? I don't. He's suspended for recruiting violations of a transfer, Cade McNamara, who entered the transfer portal. I don't know what he did. I don't need to know what he did. All I know is it's a wild, wild west out there, and you're suspending him for a game for getting the guy from the transfer, the recruiting violations from the transfer portal. It's called the transfer portal. It's not a freshman that he gave inappropriate gifts to. By the way, I don't even know what inappropriate gifts are anymore. You're all the things that are going there, you go at the Kirk Ferentz.
It's funny.
He's been coaching at Iowa since 1999.
How many coaches have been like suspended, slapped on the wrist, fined because they bought a kid a cheeseburger, or you know, they helped his family get in to see him because they haven't seen him in four years. And all of a sudden, the NCAA is like, oh, you're suspended. And now it feels so weird looking at it where it's like, here's your check, sir, to come play for us. And you're going, it's got to be the same thing for the guys that got busted for weed that are in jail now. It's like, wait a minute. They can do it on the streets now? And I'm still in prison? It seems kind of messed up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, just also, dude, I mean, all the things that are going on out there, this is who you want to spend your time on? This guy. Oh, Kirk Ferentz. Like the Mr. Rogers of coaching.
Look, seriously. I think Kirk Ferentz should be able to cheat getting offensive players because they don't play any offense in Iowa. That's a great defensive team, but I'd rather watch paint dry. And by the way, Iowa's one of those teams I would tell you to take their over for wins this year.
Always tell you to take the over. Unless they had the over was 10.
Well, it's up. It's like 9.5. But
I like them.
Go look at their schedule. They have one tough game. They'll be favored in, I think, almost every other one.
Michigan this year?
I don't think Michigan's on their schedule. They get Ohio State, but I think it's in Iowa. Everybody else, it's the most favorable schedule of anyone in the Big Ten. I like them a lot, and I like Nebraska to take a huge step forward in the Big Ten.
410-583-1057 is the number. Let's go to Antonio in Rosedale who has a question. What's up, Antonio?
Good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Doing well. Hey, Antonio, it's Thursday and Ed is not here, so can we get it from you?
Happy Friday, babe.
There you go. There you go. All right, what's on your mind?
What is most concerning, the Orioles bullpen performance or run production and the games we lose? And you guys have a wonderful day.
You have a wonderful day as well. Bullpen. All the way. Bullpen. For me, it's bullpen.
It's got to be.
The offense will fix itself. Either you can or you can't. They have guys in the lineup, Jeremy, who can hit. I don't know if they have guys in the bullpen that can get outs.
I want to go in and dive into their numbers against left-handed pitching. And it might be a little bit more difficult. Maybe it's something I should look at over the past month. I just don't. Again, it's not something that I'm giving you some sort of factual thing. It's just my eyes are telling me that they struggle against left-handed pitching. They just don't hit well against them. And go look at their records in one-run games, man. It's the exact opposite of what we had a couple of years ago.
Because of bullpen.
Yeah.
that's why.
You don't have a closer. You don't have a closer you can trust. Like, I still want to see Sir Anthony Dominguez have that role and keep it moving forward. But, you know, I still want to give some of these guys an opportunity, like Gregory Soto. I want to see him pitch more. I'm sorry, like, you traded for him. He's got a live arm. He looked terrible in the first couple opportunities he had here.
You know what, Antonio is such a genius?
Why?
Because he didn't even know that he gave us a segue for the next segment already.
He did?
This is our barbershop topic of the day. If Eflin and Grayson return, will there be anyone in the Oles bullpen to consistently close out games? Our barbershop topic of the day up next on The Fan. 7:47 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norse is out on medical. So, Jeremy, I believe that Zach Eflin and Grayson Rodriguez will be back. I believe that, which will change the rotation. It's going to put some guys in the bullpen also. What I don't believe is putting them back in the rotation puts guys in the back of the bullpen who could consistently get outs. I don't think there's anyone on the Orioles roster right now who can consistently get outs. And the one thing I do believe, when you have a bullpen by committee, that committee is full of guys that you don't trust in the back end of the bullpen. If you did, they would be the closer.
Yeah. Again, like I was saying in the last segment, I still want to see Sir Anthony Dominguez be the closer here until he shows us he can't. But do I trust him? No. To your point, though, and it's one of the reasons why I want Suarez in the bullpen, I don't trust him as a starter, even though most people do. And I get, like, I'm going to be in the minority with this. But I think you need to have him in the bullpen for what he's capable of doing on a day-to-day basis out of there, coming out throwing upper 90s. And, look, he's got really good stuff for a guy that hadn't been in the league in 7 years.
Right.
But to your point, when Eflin and Grayson come back, or if they come back to where they should be, I don't want to say when, but I do think they're both coming back. It's still going to set up 1-2-3 with Burns and those two, however you want to stack them. So I really think that's how it's going to affect the bullpen. Some of these guys we may have seen, and I want to see Dean Kramer be the fourth starter if they need one.
Yeah.
You know? So, but it's going to be really.
So you don't even want Suarez as number four.
In the postseason, no. He's too valuable in that bullpen role. And I know people are going to go, what do you. If you have, here, if you have Grayson, Burns, and Eflin healthy, you have your top three.
That's my three.
Suarez isn't jumping those guys.
No.
So do I want to save him for one game in a game four in a seven game set? Or do I want him in the bullpen affecting every single game that he can? And that's me saying I don't trust him as a starter, just as I'm not long enough track record to show me that this is who he is, especially being out of the league for 7 years. Like, it's just, it's a hard thing to believe. But for all the people that bitch about the Orioles and some of the trades they make, man, they've dented can theory the hell out of the offseason. They take somebody's like, what's he missing an arm? We'll grow another one. It doesn't matter. Like, from Aaron Hicks to, you know, you look at this spot here with this pitch. They keep taking chances on guys that just, it works out. Ryan O'Hearn's another one. You know, we could sit here and go on and on with it. But, you know, as you look at it, they need consistency out of the bullpen. I don't know. There's a really funny thing going on with Keegan Aiken of how well he's pitched since Donald Trump got shot at. Somebody keeps posting his numbers after someone tried to kill Trump. And Aiken just took it out on the opposing batters. But it is pretty funny.
He's a big Trump supporter?
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. But look, a lot of baseball players are because...
Salary.
Yeah. You look at your finances, you're definitely going to go that route. But...
yes. This is not me sitting here saying, well, he likes Trump. I don't like him. No, I'm just, just fact. I didn't know he did.
That's my point. When people say I don't like that player because of who they're voting for, it's like, understand the situation. If you had that much money, or if this supported you, or if your beliefs fall in line with them, so what? Vote for whoever the hell you want to vote for.
How many of you stop watching the Power Universe because 50 Cent likes Trump?
Well, did you
stop?
You hear what they? Somebody asked Dave Chappelle, "Is like, what are you going to do if Trump wins again?" He said, "Save a lot on my taxes," and that's what he said. And the whole place erupted. And he's like, "What do you want me to say? Like, it's not in my hands. I don't control it. Like, he's here. Okay, now I'm adjusting to whatever's going on." But anyway, getting back to the bullpen, you need to find reliable pieces that can get you that can bridge that gap. Well, I can't even say bridge that gap till you get to the closer now. So So you need guys that can help you finish the game.
That bullpen keeps me up at night, man. It does.
Well, how much better can they get if and when they get Kloon back? If Suarez does move into the bullpen role.
Is Kloon going to close out a game?
No, I still think it's going to be Dominguez.
I ain't happy.
There is something really weird with closers when they know they're closers. Like yesterday, Bednar for the Steelers is one of the best closers. Or Steelers, God bless it. For the Pirates is one of the best closers in the game. I don't know what it is about closers that come in non-save situations where they don't look like closers at that point. That mentality or whatever. It just seems like they blow games when the score is tied and they're brought in.
How are you when you play against the best defender?
Oh, I'm amped up. I'm ready to go.
How are you when you play against some bum?
I still want to smoke him because I don't want his ass to, but I get you.
But you get the goosebumps. Where's the motivation factor?
No.
Exactly. It's a little different. So with closers, they're like, man, I'm in here for 5-run lead. So I guess they try to, you know, create their own closing save situation. Maybe that's what it is. I don't know. 410-583-1057 is the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. I don't know if the Orioles back into the bullpen is good enough to win the World Series this year. I don't.
And it may not be.
I don't. I just don't. Now, I do have visions of 2025 having Sir Anthony Dominguez, having Kloon, having Cano, having Felix.
That's scary.
That's scary. That, my friend, is scary. And when the starters get healthy, you add Suarez to that, too.
What about Webb?
Webb, too? Dude, just think, I mean, when these guys get healthy next year, I'm good. This year, I'm not saying they can't win it because they've been. I don't think when the Washington Nationals won it, I don't think Doolittle at that time was at the best point of his career. He wasn't.
No,
he was a guy who had a resume, but
he was much better in Oakland.
He was flopping it up there. He was much better earlier in D.C. That was towards the back end. I heard he's on the coaching staff there now.
Is he?
Yeah. What is that? 2019. 2019. He finished 55 games. That's when they won the World Series, right? 2019. Yeah. His ERA was 4.05.
Yeah.
You know, 4.05 ERA with 29 saves.
So,
and they won the World Series with that. So I'm not saying you can't win it with it. I'm just saying I'm not comfortable with it.
Well, I don't want to make it seem like saying you're uncomfortable with the bullpen is one thing, but also these are all ifs when guys get healthy. If all these guys get healthy, it does allow you to move Suarez to the bullpen. If Cologne gets healthy, he's another piece you have there. I think Sir Anthony Dominguez is good. I'm fine with that. You have Cano.
I'm not.
Okay, it's fine. But, like, I just named four
guys.
Man,
if was a fifth, we all be drunk.
It's fine.
So that's not.
But
not.
I just named four guys that can get you through from 6 to 9 and when you're talking about innings. You know, so it's not like.
So you're hoping.
That all those guys are healthy. And again, comparatively speaking, when you look around the league, Guardians have an amazing bullpen. Some questions about their starters, even though they're getting healthy now. The Astros have been playing really well. Of all the good teams in the American League, they're the ones that have been playing the best. Nobody else in this American League scares me. I am not scared of the Red Sox. I'm not scared of the Mariners. Hell, I'm not even scared of the Guardians, even though they've had the Orioles number this year, it felt like. I just think they're better than a lot of those teams, and maybe we're just over-evaluating how the league is. You know, because I think a lot of teams are down right now, and there's a lot of, for lack of a better term, mediocrity.
Who's the best shortstop in baseball? That's a debate. But Aaron Boone's put somebody at top that's not part of that debate. We'll talk about that at 8:15 on the other side. We're taking your phone calls. 410-583-1057 is the number. When Eflin and Grayson comes back, is there someone in the Orioles bullpen that can close out a game? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.